She had loved the rustic spa and the surrounding cottages from the first moment she'd visited them, when she and her friend of many years, Judy Rasmussen, had spent a long girls' weekend as guests at the spa. She smiled, thinking back to what she'd thought when she first opened the door to their large cottage. When the brochure said cottage, I never expected something like this. Two king-size beds were flanked by cedar chests used as nightstands. A large bathroom with a tiled shower was filled with numerous amenities from the spa. Each cottage had a view of the ocean on one side and the cedar forest on the other. Fluffy white towels and robes were neatly stacked on the marble counter for the guests to use. She remembered overhearing the manager of the spa telling one of the employees that the then owner of the spa was having financial problems and needed to sell the spa. When Liz returned to her home in the San Francisco area, she'd convinced Joe to sell his three auto dealerships in the city and start one in the small town of Red Cedar. The spa was located within the town boundaries, but the main business district was about a mile inland from the spa. It hadn't been very hard to convince him that the stress that came from owning the dealerships would be gone, and it would greatly benefit his health. She told him it would also make his doctor happy because he was very concerned about Joe's health. His doctor had prescribed 8 different types of pills for Joe's high blood pressure, bad cholesterol, and for his constant battle with stress management. But even with the medication and a strict low-calorie diet, the condition of his health remained guarded. Unfortunately, the move to a slower-paced lifestyle in a rural area came too late for Joe. He'd been under extreme business pressure and stress for many years, and according to his cardiologist, his heart had suffered considerable damage. He died of a massive heart attack at his car agency in Red Cedar 3 years after they had moved to the area and purchased the spa. Liz walked over to the kitchen counter and poured herself another cup of coffee as she reflected back on the events of the last year. Joe had used the services of a large law firm in San Francisco when they lived there. The attorney Joe worked with had handled the probate of his will, and one time, when Liz was at the attorney's office, she'd met a senior partner in the firm who specialized in criminal law cases. Roger was a widower, and one day he asked her to join him for a cup of coffee. They'd gotten along well, had gone out together on several casual dates, and he'd even come to the spa to visit her several times. She had mixed feelings about him. Part of her was very attracted to him, but when he indicated he'd like to take their relationship to a level that was beyond friendship, she struggled with feelings of being disloyal to the memory of her wonderful marriage to Joe. Even though it had been nearly a year since Joe died, she didn't know if she was ready to enter into the romantic type of relationship Roger was hinting at. They'd shared a few kisses, and she couldn't deny that there was a strong physical chemistry between them. I know I'm going to have to make a decision fairly soon, and I think the answer is going to be yes. But I don't have to decide today. Anyway, Judy's coming up in a couple of days, and we're going to try some of the new treatments the spa has started offering. I'm ready for a little pampering. Little did she know how her life was going to change, and what an important part Roger was going to play in her future.